But some folks, they just wonder, how come God don't do this? How come God don't do that? But the Word says we can do that. In chapter 10, Matthew, first verse, "And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manners of sickness and all manner of disease." That's enough right there to know that the Word of God tells you that you can do these things.
Right.
It's who we serve. And Christ, we still serve Christ tonight. We're his disciples, we're his children.
Sure.
And it's who we follow is what we are. You know, if you follow someone that don't believe nothing, then you won't believe nothing. If you follow someone that drinks, then no doubt you'll start drinking.
Right.
But you follow someone that serves the Lord, you'll serve the Lord.
Come on.
Because it becomes our action. Is what we want is how we feel about things and what we'll do about things.
Yes, sir.
You get someone tell you that God can't heal nothing, and if you are with them daily and you believe that, there's a chance that no one will ever be healed around you. Because of your unbelief.
Right.
But let me tell you tonight that he is a healer.
Hey.
And he's sitting on the throne. I got thinking about Naomi in the book of Ruth. She told Opal and Ruth, she said, "Why don't you turn back and go back to your houses? I don't have nothing and I'm going back home." She lost everything she had. Oprah, just in a few moments, she left and returned back. But Ruth said, "I'm going to follow you. Where you lodge, I'll lodge. Mm-hmm. Where thou diest, I'll die. Your God will be my God." She had found something in Naomi. And that's the way it is with Christ and the Word of God tonight. The more involved we get in the Word of God, the more we'll serve him, the more we'll become believers. And the more that we can outcast devils and demons.
Right.
I remember when I was a little boy, we lived by the railroad tracks.
Oh, yeah.
And back then, most all holiness churches was around railroad tracks.
Oh, yeah.
If you lived on one side of the railroad track, you was a little poorer than on the other side of the railroad track.
Uh-huh.
But my brother was sick, and my grandma took him to a holiness church, and they prayed for my brother, and he got a healing. On the other side of the tracks, on that poor side of the tracks. Let me tell you tonight, I'd rather live over on the other side of the tracks and have the Lord than to have this world. One time, a few years ago, me and Virginia had lived across the street from a man that had quite a lot of money, and just in a few days, we'll be married, I think, 43 years. And it was the first few years that we was married that we lived by this man. He was a Catholic man. And he said, to have your health is better than money. And he had all kinds of money, but he didn't have no health. And, but you know, tonight, I would rather have Christ than all the money in the world. I'm 60-some-odd years old, and it won't be too long. I'm going to cross the bridge. I'm going to cross Chile, Jordan, and I want to cross over and know that I got a king. I want to lay up my treasures in heaven.
Right.
I think that's what Ruth saw about Naomi.
Sure.
She saw she was a different lady.
Right.
And she wanted what that lady had. And I got thinking about Elijah and Elisha. Elijah told Elisha, said, "You stay here. I must go on down the road to the Lord." He said, "Where you go, I'm going to go."
Right.
See, he saw him do something, and he desired that power. Let me tell you tonight, the Holy Ghost power is still here.
Right.
It's, you know, it's how much you want to put into action. You can warm by somebody else's fire. No doubt y'all heard that old phrase. You can warm by somebody else's fire. Or you can have your own fire.
Well, come on.
I remember when I was a little boy that we had a lot of grates back then, and we burnt coal, and kindling, and we'd all get up close to the fire. And if it was real cold on the other side of the room, you'd draw closer to the fire. But if you got visiting your neighbors and they were sitting by the fire, they might not invite you to the fire. Y'all know what I mean? Some folks won't invite you by the fire. Some folks won't feed you. Some folks won't give you a good word. But the Lord will give you a good word, and He'll feed you daily. I want to follow the Lord. I like to be like Ruth. When I found Christ, I had nothing. I had no hope, and no doubt you all was the same way. But in a few days, He gave me hope. He gave me a different vision. And everyone He ever come in contact with, He gives them a different vision. He gives them a more hope. Some folks told me one time that you can stand by a cornfield with a hole laying up alongside of the fence and hoping somebody would come by and hoe it out. And no doubt you won't never get your cornfield or your garden hoed out. But if you'll just put a little faith and action, some work with that hole, it won't be too long that it's weeded out and it'll grow more strength. And that's the way it is with salvation. You can hope you can get something, or you can dig it out. It's up to us. This book is full of good things. And not only good things, but it's a roadmap to life itself. It is the bread of life. And if you can train up a child from a young beginning, they'll not depart from this word. Somebody says, my children are too far out. Let me tell you tonight, if you'll introduce them to this book at a young age and let them feed on it like you feed them of the bread of life, they'll grow in the Word of God. Sometimes we wonder. I thought tonight when I was coming down 75, coming north, that there was so many cars getting off at the 5th Street exit, I guess there is. They got a carnival or a food fest or something there. There's no telling how many thousands are there tonight. There's no telling how many hotels are filled up along 75 South tonight, and maybe in a part of downtown Cincinnati, together to socialize, to have, as they say in Spanish, a fiesta tonight, a party life tonight. But I'm glad I'm here amongst you all. I believe I can have a party tonight. I believe that if I'll just build my own fire here tonight, that I can reign with the Lord, that I can draw warmth from Him tonight, that He'll be able to bring my blood to a sensation that I can face this world and you all can tomorrow by having the Word of God invested in your heart and your mind and your souls. That's what this is all about. It's not playing marbles. When I was a little boy, we used to play marbles. I don't know if young children does now or not, but back then, if a fella had some marbles, everybody carried a sack of marbles. And sure. And then you just draw a ring about anywhere and a line to start shooting. And then if that fella was bigger than you was and you won all the marbles, usually they'd come out and say, "We was just playing for funds." And they'd take all the marbles back. But let me tell you tonight, salvation is not playing for fun. It's serious business. This game of life is what we get. I remember as a small child, some neighbors, if you was poor, they didn't want you around. Now we think if you got long hair that you're the greatest thing in the world. The world does. When I was a little boy and we were so poor back then that we couldn't afford the 35 or 50 cents for the haircut, they said they're of low class. They're poor folks. If you had a pair of breeches with your knee out, you was poor folks, unwanted. Huh? Wow. if you didn't have no shoes on your feet about May the 10th to October the 10th, you was poor folks. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all been there. But the Lord, you're never poor if you don't have a stitch of clothes on. I don't recommend you run around neck. I'm just saying, if you don't have nothing, you're still something in the sight of God. And God wants you. And God will help you. God will help you overcome this world and the things in this world. And he'll multiply abundance of wealth to you. Say, now, are you preaching prosperity? If you want to call it, yes, the Word of God said, I'll give you your heart desire. Sometimes we worry about a lot of things. We want to follow every Tom, Dick, and Harry that comes through the woods instead of going to the Word of God. The other day I was wanting to make a decision to make a purchase, and I thought I was really getting a good thing, and I went to bed, and I dreamed about this, and I added some oil in this vehicle. It was a big army tank. And I said, what in the world am I putting this oil in this army tank for? Don't know why I was thinking about that. And then directly we got the army tank started, and where the army tank rolled over, there's a big serpent there. And somebody said, maybe you ate too much before you went to bed. Well, maybe I did. But I just about overrode my dream. And this fellow told me, he said, there's thousands of snakes here. So the next morning I got up and I paid no attention to that dream. I was trying to purchase an automobile and had it bought real cheap, I thought. Later that day, the fellow called me up and he said, we want $500 more. And I said, I'm not giving him $500 more. I made the deal for this. And the guy said, well, it's yours then. And then he said, but this fellow said that he had to repair an oil leak. Uh-oh. And did a cleanup job. And I said, I'm coming after that vehicle this afternoon. That's my vehicle. And as I drove out the road, Mike, the first dream come to me. And then the second dream come to me, Brother Collins, that oil leak. Yes. No, it wasn't too many potatoes before I went to bed. It wasn't too much bologna. It was a warning. It was that fleece, that small, still voice. I heard a fellow say one time that he was in a flood and said he died and went to heaven. But anyhow, in the beginning, he said he's in this flood, and they come back and said, get out. No, he said, I'm going to let the Lord take care of me. He'll take care of me. He said, then a vote come by and said, come on, get in here. Let us get you to safety. And he said, no, the Lord will take care of me. Then he sent a helicopter by, and he said, drop the rope down to him, said, get on this rope and let us pull you to safety. And he said, no, the Lord will take care of me. And they went on by. And when he woke up in heaven, he said, Lord, I thought you was there. He said, I sent three different trips by you, but you neglected all three of them. I'm here to tell you tonight, no neglect God. Today is your salvation. Not yesterday. Yesterday years is over with. Tomorrow we have no hope, Brother Mike. It's what we do today, this moment. It's how we can make it to heaven. Yeah. Bruce said, no, I'm not leaving you. I'm going with you. Elisha said, I want a double portion of what you got. And the only way I can get that is being with you. And you ain't running me off. Brother, we're like Siamese twins. I'm going to be as close to you as bread is on butter. Yeah. I'm going to stay close to you. You got something I won't. Let me tell you tonight, if you get the Holy Ghost moving in here, this route would be different than it is tonight. They'll be coming in by the groves.
Hallelujah.
It's up to me and you.
Right.
One time, me and Brother Shell was down in Kentucky, and we had been at an all-day meeting. We was going back that evening to another church, and I hadn't been saved too long, and it was maybe in late September or maybe 1st of October, and the grass was high and was just changing colors, and we'd been at Brother Bentley Allen's eating, and I was up at Poplar Ridge, or Poplar Gap, I think it was, and he had a little church there, and I told Brother Shell, I said, I think I'll go up here and pray. Brother Mike, I got praying up there. And then I got walking. Then I got running. Then I got magnifying the Lord, Brother Collins. I didn't think there's a soul around there. And then directly about 10 or 15 minutes later, here come this man off this ridge. He come over and and he said, what's going on over here?
Yeah.
He said, I thought there's a bunch of drunks over here. And he kind of hurt me at first. But then the Lord checked me.
Yeah.
I said, no, just filled of the Spirit. Just got a hold of the throne of grace. I'd brought that fellow off of another ridge just talking to the Lord. Let me tell you tonight, when you get talking to the Lord just right, you can bring the man from across the street. You can bring the neighbor from the backyard across the fence. They set in a battle when you talk to God, it draws folks to you. It's like Naomi and them. Naomi drawed her to Ruth. Ruth was drawn to Naomi. She saw something that Naomi had that they didn't have it back in Moab, but Naomi had what she needed. I thought about in Judges 6, Gideon. Gideon. Lord and the angel come by and spoke to him. Told him, said, you need to cut the groves down. Need to get rid of those groves. These groves are doing you wrong. I got thinking about it while I was coming up here. I ain't stepping on no toes. I'm just telling you about what the groves are doing, what the groves has done to this church world we're involved in. Praise God, too many golf courses, got too many preachers. Too many fishing lakes, got too many preachers. Praise God. We need to cut the groves back and get back to the house of God and follow what we need to follow.
Right.
Let me tell you, we need victory. Not only do we need victory for our children. And Abel, one way you can get victory for your children and your loved ones, it's by your needs and by the Word of God. Praise God. The more you're involved in the Word of God, the more change you'll have saving your household. The neighbor ain't going to do it for you. School teachers ain't going to do it for you. Police department ain't going to do it for you no more. It's me and you. We got to warm and build our own fire tonight. Let me tell you, I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I can raise my hand and say, Lord, I need you to come back. I don't know if I told you, but about a month or two ago, me and Virginia was fixing to go back to Mexico, and I'd done some work, and I'd got that tightness in my chest, and I couldn't breathe. I had a fellow with me, and I said, I believe I have to sit down just for a minute. And I sat down just for a minute, and I got talking to the Lord, Mike. I said, Lord, I need you. If not, I want to go with you. Tightness was hurting. Breathing was cut off. The weakness was there. And the sweat was there. And I suffered for a few minutes. And then I suffered for a few days. And then Virginia said, we better not go to Mexico. I said, well, I think I'll go to Mexico. And I suffered on into Mexico. And just in a few days, it left me. Let me tell you, the Lord is our healer. He's our redeemer. He's our rewarder. He's our physician. I know he said, you don't call a physician unless you're sick. He is the great physician. He said, if there's any sick amongst you, let them call for the elders and let them anoint you and pray for you and save you. That's what we need. More of the Word of God and the truth in the Word of God. Let me tell you, he's here tonight. You know why I know he's here? Because you all brought him with you. And once we bring him with us, we can get as much from him as we want. If you don't want nothing from him, you won't get nothing. If you want something from him, you can get it. I remember when I used to go to Brother Ely's, we'd stay on our feet maybe an hour and a half at a whack. And we'd have two or three altar calls every night. I mean, and there's no telling how much prophecy we had there every night. And our pews were full. And our aisles was full. We didn't have no great big church, but we had something, Brother Collins. Let me tell you, when a sinner come in there, he couldn't find no bad news. It was all good news. Praise God. If he wasn't feeling too good when he hit the front door, by the time he got to the second seat in the back of the church, there was something about it. We were singing down the glory of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We talked about how good God was to us. Praise God. I got thinking about Joe Beal and Brother Carpenter years ago. They'd come by and said, who is this man Jesus? Who is this man Jesus? Let me tell you, he's the same Jesus that walked the shores of Galilee. He's the same Jesus that healed the sick and cured the leper and raised the dead. Yeah, he's here tonight. Praise God, he's here and he's going to heal somebody tonight. Praise God, somebody said, how do you know? I know the Word of God. I'm a believer. And you're a believer. Praise God. Rely on his Word. I don't like old cold taters, but ain't nothing else there. I'll eat them, Brother Mike. Like fried taters, hot off the skillet. A lot of salt. Virginia said, don't need that salt. Word of God said, we are the salt of this world.
That salt is good.
Yes, it's good. That's what I am. We're the salt of this world. If it wasn't for folks like you all tonight, there's no telling how much bondage there'd be in Hamilton tonight.
That's right.
More than there is.
More than there is.
Let me tell you tonight, we need to band together. We need to band together and get together in one mind and one accord and get praying through the principalities of this sky and reach the throne of grace, get into the Holy of the Holies and talk to the Master there and say, hey, we got some problems down here. Send some fire down here. Not only fire for our altars, but send fire to burn up this wickedness. It's up to me and you. The Bible says we can call down fire.
Yes.
We just don't practice it no more. Well, I better quit while I'm ahead. But I feel good tonight. We need to pray tonight.
Yes.
We need to pray for one another and our children.
Yes.
Praise God, we need to get back to the house of God.
Right.
We need to close down these Sundays outings on these this world sports and all that. It's tore our children up. It's tore our societies up. Praise God, when they done away with the blue law, they've killed the church world. Little children, 4 and 5 years old, out kicking whatever soccer balls on Sunday mornings. With grandmas and granddaddies and mamas and daddies out there hollering, hooping up like they're a bunch of nitwits. They should be in the house of God. talking about jailhouse. They had to build more jailhouses. If we get them back to the house of God, we can delete the jailhouses. We let too much go on in this world. Praise God. I'm glad when I was a little boy, 7 years old. 7 years old, some nuns at St. Mary's Church taught me the Lord's Prayer. And Jesus had mercy on me. I prayed that prayer until I was 37 years old when I was in bare need. Raised in a devil's house. But those nuns gave the word of God to me. Wasn't my mama. Wasn't my daddy. It was some Catholic nuns. Told me about Jesus. Then the Lord let me meet my wife in 1949 and marry her in 54. Her mama told me about God.